This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis was sworn in for his second term Tuesday, along with the rest of Colorado's statewide elected officials. The ceremony on the steps of the Capitol included an F-16 flyover and 38 cannon shots, symbolizing Colorado's status as the 38th state. Also sworn in Tuesday were Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera, Attorney General Phil Weiser, Secretary of State Jenna Griswold, and State Treasurer Dave Young. Because of term limits, this will be the final 4 years in office for all of them. Colorado lawmakers returned to the Capitol in a tougher fiscal situation and no federal money to bolster the state budget. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
A potential recession and no more emergency pandemic federal relief mean tighter state spending. Democratic Senator Rachel Zunziger chairs Colorado's powerful Joint Budget Committee, which drafts the state budget. She says the big challenge will be to spend less.
Because we have no money this year. So I think this year it's all going to be about policy and not necessarily about funding.
Colorado's Constitution requires lawmakers to pass a balanced budget each year. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Reports to the anonymous student reporting system Safe to Tell were down in December. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The latest data show reports decreased about 19% when compared to November. Decreases are common when students are on holiday or summer breaks. The program received more than 1,600 reports last month. Most of the reports were related to suicide threats, bullying, and drugs. December reports included a student selling drugs to other students at school and a student pointing a toy gun at other students. If you're someone in crisis, call 988. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Much of Colorado has at least the chance for more snow today than a sunny day tomorrow. This is CPR News.